Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. I'm Zainab, your host of Islamic Upbringing, the show that guides you on how to nurture your children in the light of Islam. We welcome your questions and concerns on this topic, and we have expert who will guide you with the solutions based on the Noble Quran and the teachings of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. Today in our studio, we have had the pleasure to be with Brother Miqdad again. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah.
A very warm welcome.
Thank you, and thank you too, and salam to all the listeners.
Well, Brother Miqdad, there's a concern with so many parents. Like, there was a time when, parents would say not giving a mobile phone or a device in the hands of children is the best way to keep them away from the, negative views of it. But as the coronavirus came in some years ago, and then there were online classes, and then parents were compelled to give their children the devices, and now there are hardly any children who don't have the devices, but the concern of parents is raising. Now we have a question, how much should I monitor my child's device?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Yes, as you mentioned, quite clearly, device and the mobile phone in the hands of children is a very difficult challenge. And it's a challenge that we're facing today. And we won't know the effects of this danger for in the next 10 years. That's when everything will become clear for us, that how much damage that caused the new generation that's growing up in this world where they have mobile phones from a very, very young age. It's important that parents are aware of this. Parents are taking care and taking the right measures and the right steps to equip their children with the right tools to be able to deal with this, because we don't live in a time where we can avoid it.
Right.
How much we can try to reduce it, we can try to do damage control as much as we can by reducing it, and we should, definitely. But at the same time, we need to realize that it's there to stay. And so we have to navigate around it, equip ourselves with the tools to be able to deal with it. So a couple of points regarding this. The first one is that, as I mentioned, as a first principle, is to reduce as much as possible, right? As much as you can delay it.
Right.
Delay it. There's no need for a two-year-old or three-year-old to be using a phone so often. Or even owning a phone, as a matter of fact. So as much as we can, delay it. It is possible for young children to be kept busy, to be kept playing different things. They can be enjoying playing with the different toys and different friends without necessarily spending a lot of time on the screen. So, And similarly, with older kids as well, so 5, 6, it's perhaps not necessary for them to own a smartphone, for example. They can have one of those old phones that doesn't have any apps on them,
right,
that isn't going to internet. If you really need to stay in touch with your kids, you can give them one of those old phones, teaching them the purpose behind it, which I'll mention in a second. So as a first reminder for us is to, if it's possible, or as much as possible, to delay them having this gadget in the hands.
Right. So dear listeners, you're listening to Islamic Upbringing, the show that mentors you on how to cultivate your children in accordance with Islam. We are taking a short break right now. We'll be resuming back soon. with more on this show, so stay tuned.
IRIB English Radio presents A Priceless Gift to Parents. Do you have problem with your kids?
I have two boys. One is 5-year-old and the other one is 3.5. And they constantly fight and wrestle with each other, and it often gets to a dangerous stage.
My 18-month-old daughter has learned to eat by herself, and she just refuses that I feed her. But usually, all the food basically goes everywhere except her mouth. So how can we allow this strife to happen for the purpose of freedom?
Don't worry. We're here to help.
For a child, the purpose of the food is only to feed. It's also for him to learn. It's also for him to explore and fulfill the need of curiosity, fulfill the need of freedom.
Islamic upbringing. Contact us. EnglishRadio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic upbringing. We are with Brother Miqdad, and we're discussing some of the key points for parents, how they can control when the children are dealing with the devices. So, Brother Miqdad, the first point that you mentioned is to delay it as much as possible.
The second point is to teach children to use the mobile phone with a purpose. This is very important and something we need to learn as well, perhaps. I guess many of us don't use the phone
with purpose.
With purpose, right? We use it as leisure. We use it as just to kind of scroll and
just be fed
with things. Just be fed with things randomly without any particular purpose in mind. So as much as you can, you teach your children that when you pick up the phone, when you pick up the laptop, you're doing something specific, and you, throughout the journey of doing this, you do not get distracted by what's around you.
Right.
So there'll be things around you, whether this looks interesting, that looks interesting, there's an advert that just come up, I can click on that. We need to train our children and ourselves that whenever I pick up the phone, for example, I'm going to make a call or I'm going to do a particular internet search, for example, about a particular word, then I'm not going to get distracted about who messaged me right now or what's happening in the world, in the news. I can check this feed and I can click on this advert. And this is very important. So, for example, when I mentioned before the break to give your child a phone that's not a smartphone, you teach them, for example, that right now all you need is for me to be in contact with you. For example, I need to pick you up somewhere or you're going somewhere on your own, and therefore we need to be in touch. So all you need is a device that will give you text messages and phone, right? That's all you need to do. And therefore, there's no need, because that's the purpose behind it. Whenever you are in need of a phone that has an app and you have particular need for that, then we can upgrade to that. So you're teaching them to use the phone with a purpose. And this is very, very important. If a child really is able to navigate through the different distractions and the adverts and really focus on why we're using the phone. So even later, when you teach them, for example, when you're playing with the phone, let's say you've kept half an hour per day to play on the phone or to play on the laptop, for example, then again, same thing, you teach them, you've got a purpose. The purpose is to play, right? So here you go, from this time to this time you're playing, you've got the phone in your hand. Use it to do what you're supposed to do. This is the game you're supposed to be playing. Play this game. Avoid the adverts. Don't just get distracted by the different things that are happening around that.
Right. Unfortunately, the apps, the social media platforms are designed the way that it makes even the adults addicted to itself. So, but you're saying, like, before into getting into the apps itself, the entire device should be used with purpose. Even it's important for parents, because when parents do that, children learn from actions more than that they learn from the words. Well, dear listeners, we have a lot more to explore on this topic here with Brother Miqdad, but we'll do that after a short break. So do not dare to change that dial. We'll be back in a while after a short break.
Ya muqiy al-khayrat, ya muqiy al-khayrat,
The Prophet wasallam said, honor your children and teach them good manners.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. We are with Brother Miqdad and we're discussing some of the key points for parents to control the children when they have devices in their hands. So the first thing that Brother Miqdad said was to delay this device as much as possible. And if possible, try to give them old phones than the smartphones. And then the second point, he said, whether that use devices with purpose yourself and also teach your children to use the devices with purpose.
Third point is to avoid, if possible, making a child owner of a phone. So
this is
an important point. It applies for the phone as well as a laptop and a tablet, etc. Wherever possible, the gadget should be a family gadget, right? It should be a family phone. It should be a family laptop.
Right.
And as such, children don't feel that they have the right to go, for example, in their room and do whatever they want with the phone.
Right.
Behind locked doors. No. It should be at the access of everyone. If mommy wants to come and check what's on the phone, she's allowed to come and check. So it's there to be used by the child. He can use it whenever he wants. If he goes out, for example, because he has a purpose to keep the phone in him because he needs to be in touch with his parents, for example, mm-hmm. he takes the phone and goes with it.
Right.
Or he needs to make a phone call, he needs to stay in touch with his friends, he can use the phone. But the approach that should be there should be that you can use it, but it doesn't necessarily belong to you. It's a family phone, basically.
Right.
Same with the laptop as well. It's a family laptop. It needs to stay in the lounge, for example, in the sitting room, in the living room, where it's accessible to everyone. And if parents come and want to use it, the child shouldn't feel like, why are you using my phone? Why are you spying on me? It's mine. You're not allowed to take it.
Right.
Obviously, this at some point, this will change as children have this sense of independency and secrecy and being kind of having their own things, which happen close to teenagehood.
Right.
But before that, as much as possible, avoid them having a sense of ownership over it.
Right.
And keeping things as belonging to the family, accessible to the whole family, being not behind closed doors, ensures that they themselves will be more careful about how they use it. Parents will have a bit more access and be able to monitor what the child is doing, and therefore kind of avoid any accidents, avoid the child misusing the device and the gadget.
Right.
Regarding this, you might find that some children might turn around and say that, but how come mommy and dad have
the authority
their own phones? Yeah, how come they have ownership? In that case, you can explain to them, look, parents might be different from their children, right? They require their phone for certain purposes that means that they can't be accessible to the children, for example. It's important to make a distinction between children and parents. And children should understand that I'm a child and I have parents as well. And they don't have the same not necessarily all the rules that apply to my parents apply to me as a child. That's important. But obviously, with understanding, with respect, with kindness, with love, and their children will pick it up that my parents can have their own phone, but we have family phones as well. When it comes to brothers as well, same thing again. You can, if you really have to have two phones for both the brothers and the sisters, for example, three phones, depending on how many children you have, then that's fine as well. But same rule applies. It doesn't have to be one. Each child can be using one phone, but the perspective to it should be like it doesn't necessarily belong to them. Sometimes
right.
they can swap it around. Or it should be kept in there. It's also where you keep the phone as well. It doesn't always have to stay under the pillow, for example.
It
should be in the lounge, for example, on the dining table, somewhere in a common space.
Accessible
to everyone and be counted as a family phone.
Right. Thank you so much, Brother Miqdad, for those beautiful points for parents who are concerned about the children who have devices in their hands now. So thank you so much, our listeners, for listening. We hope These points will help you and you'll apply them while you're parenting. Thank you so much for listening. You were listening to Islamic Upbringing from IRIB English Radio. Until another episode, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way.